Welcome to Parenting Tips with Dr. Glow, otherwise known as Dr. Gloria Morgan, on WDKX. I'm reminding you that education is in my DNA. Have you ever considered organ donation? Most of us in the Rochester area remember a tragic incident that happened at the Armory a little over a year ago. One family made the difficult decision to donate the organs of their loved one who had serious injuries at the event. She was brain dead, very young, and was a healthcare professional. They did what they believed their loving daughter, sister, and friend would do. The month of April is Donation of Organs Awareness Month. And for the sake of full disclosure, I am an organ donor. I have ultimately and unfortunately seen others pass away while on a list. And I'm happy to say I have also seen those who have received a donated organ. In New York State, you can visit passlifeon.org for more information about organ donation. But today on this segment, I'm pausing, parents, to take some time to share some general information. Even though most of us don't like to think about death as it relates to family or even ourselves, we will at some point not be on this earth. And informed decisions is what I encourage you to make. So the question is there an age limit for donating organs? No. You're never too old or not healthy enough to register as a donor. Of course, you have to be over 18. If you have children who pass away, then you, as the parent, legal guardian, would make the decision. Decisions about what organs and tissues can be donated to help others who will be able to continue to live. Individuals in their 80s and 90s have even helped to save lives of others through the donation of their kidney or their liver. Next question people ask is, can I specify what organs and tissues I can donate? Oh, yes, you can. The organs you can donate for transplant and or research include the heart, kidneys, pancreas, lungs, liver, and intestines. Tissues that can be donated are generally eye or cornea, skin, heart valves, bone or even blood vessels, nerves, cartilage, and connective tissues. You can limit the donation again by going to the registration at donatelife.ny.gov. That's another place to actually register in the state of New York. Or you can do a paper enrollment form, which is on the site that you can download. That information will be entered into a database. And guess what? The next time you are issued your license, you will notice that there is a heart on it. And that means you are a person who has made the decision to donate organs or tissues. The next question people ask is, can I change or withdraw my information after I have registered to be a donor? And yep, you can. Again, you would go to that website, donatelifeonys.org, and you can go to that place to make the changes or update or remove your registration. The next question, is it enough to sign the back of my driver's license? I have to tell you, no. While many people think that signing the back of the driver's license will do it and your intentions are great, it does not mean that you're in the donor registry, which is a national registry that will house your information. I have not only my license, but I have a healthcare proxy and a living will that basically allows and gives my daughters the authority to make decisions related to what will happen to my organs and or my tissues upon being brain dead, or definitely not, the chances of living are slim. And again, this is what most parents don't want to talk about, but I have talked about it with my daughters, and I let them know if I can continue to live through somebody else, then that's an exciting thing. God has created us, yes, but we also have the ability to help someone else prolong their life. So there's another question that people will ask. If I signed up at the DMV, which is the Department of Motor Vehicles, are you on that donor registry? Yes, you are. If you click that box online or on paper, you will automatically be entered into the New York State Donate Life Registry. Once you get your new license, you'll see that heart symbol, and there is no cost involved. If you don't see that heart, then what you may want to do is go online and make any designation to the websites I've talked about so far. So the next question, if I register online, will I receive a new driver's license? No, you will not. The DMV will not give you a new license. You will have your license with the heart once you renew information, or if you lose your license, of course, and you have to pay to get a new one. The next question a lot of people ask is, can you exclude certain organs, and or what will cause my organs to not be used? And so there are certain conditions, such as having HIV. If you are currently in cancer treatment, or if you have some severe infection in your body, and it could be anything from hepatitis to sepsis or other things going on, but having a serious condition like cancer, HIV, diabetes, kidney failure disease, or heart disease, it can prevent you from donating as a living donor, because your immune system is going to be compromised. So it's not looked upon very highly. So if you're not a New York State resident and you're listening to this, you can go to organdonor.gov, organdonor.gov, and you'll find a link for your state in which you would like to register as a donor. I hope I have given you enough information that you would ponder the opportunity and maybe even consider the opportunity to become a organ donor. It does give me a little level of joy knowing that I am a donor and I would be able to help someone else to continue to live. You have been listening to Parenting Tips with Dr. Glow on WDKX. Question: have you considered organ donation? And if so, have you discussed it with your family?